It's your buddy Phil here. It is our pre-show for, this is a Thursday, and it's the, don't tell me. Well, you can tell me if you want. It's the 13th. Okay, almost Friday the 13th. So Thursday the 13th. Had a massively big, huge fucking meeting today with my brother Joe, our administrator. And we've got many, many great things planned. I'm telling you right fucking now. I'm telling you right now. We're going to have a chat coming up on Friday. Join me for that. And, yeah. It's going to be a beautiful thing. I can't get specific because a lot of it is conceptual. And, frankly, we don't want anybody stealing our ideas. Okay. Just mailed up. And what do we have? Do we have Rich Uncles this week? I got Rich Uncles this week. Okay. I got a sales call. Got my fucking... I got to pay my goddamn corporate tax. God damn it, I got my personal income tax finally. Did you know that you can get an extension until October 15th? I have an extension until October 15th, and I just filed my personal income tax. By the way, here's Tim Matheson as Ronald Reagan. What do you think? That's Tim Matheson as Ronald. Remember Tim Matheson from Animal House? Here he is as Reagan. Looks a little bit like him, man. I think. Pretty good. The National Geographic Channel 276. What the hell is that? That's my friend, Mr. Goat. Okay. Fuck. What are you doing, man? All right. This goddamn... It's never mind, man. The shit that's going down around this god... This is the most fucked up, putrid, shit can, piece of shit presidential election in the history of the fucking goddamn world. What a fucking embarrassment. This whole fucking thing, man. CEO. Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, the candidates we deserve. Boy, you got that right. You got that right. If ever a country, if ever a generation deserved a goddamn election like this, this motherfucking generation does of Americans. I mean, of all the generations in the history of this country, this one is at the bottom of the fucking barrel in terms of its energy, its ideas, its patriotism, its selflessness. It's a bunch of selfish motherfuckers. You know, now I realize we're going through our own shit, okay? I understand that, and every generation has to face its own shit, but sometimes you got to get your head out of your own fucking shit and get it into, you know, somebody else's. I mean, somebody maybe less fortunate. Somebody, get it into the country, you know, become a little more patriotic about things. I don't know. They're only an accurate reflection of our culture of vulgarity and hypocrisy. Both of them. They're the candidates we asked for. That's the Washington Times. Now, you want to know something? I can agree with that. Donald Trump may have staunched the bleeding of Republican support for his embattled campaign, with several Republicans who had called on him to step down now saying they plan to vote for him. The reversal suggests that Trump may be on his way to containing the damage, at least within his party, caused by release of the sex tape. Most prominent about face came from Senate Republican John Thune of South Dakota over the weekend, tweeted that Trump should step aside so Mike Pence could run. Now he said Tuesday night that he plans to vote for Trump anyway. Trump's lewd remarks triggered Paul Ryan, Senator John McCain, Philip Bannon, Trump. There's a whole deal going on, says Trump. We're going to figure it out. I always figure things out. Several senior Republicans, including Rance Priebus and Pence, work behind the scenes to bring Republicans back to the fold. Trump also turned more of his attention back to blasting Clinton, polarizing to a series of leaked campaign emails, or pointing to. It's the most fucked up goddamn election I've ever seen in my life. Who's this?
Who's this? Fisher. Who the fuck is Fisher? I don't give a shit. San Francisco Police Department. San Francisco stops and searches African Americans at a disproportionately high rate and does not adequately investigate officers using force. This is San Francisco PD, which is a police department that it was real fully entrenched, you know, kind of an old school police department entrenched with the Irish of the Irish community. Those are the cops of San Francisco through the 20th century, leading on up to the 60s and 70s. Real old school cops. And these were the cops that clashed with the gay community early on. These were the cops that would go into the Castro district and just roll right into fucking bars and just start beating on the gay people in there. And eventually, you know, fully fucking discredited, and the force saw there's a lot of changeover, and you thought things were getting better there. Well, now here's the thing. This is the whole goddamn inappropriate touching thing. I don't even want to go there, man. I don't want to do any of that shit. Shit. Brexit. Why is fucking Brexit still making motherfucking news? Homophobic attacks in the UK have risen 147% since Brexit. What's that about? It's about, you know, the whole nationalist thing is fucking racist, bigoted. I mean, that nationalist thing in England anyway, you know. What's going on with Kim Kardashian now? She sues over a riot. Kim Kardashian skipped family rap party. She's not feeling up to things. Cancels Las Vegas appearance. Schedule indefinitely canceled or postponed. What happened to her fucking TV show? Did they cancel that fucking show? No. They didn't cancel the Kardashian show, did they? Why do I have a... I'm having a hard time with this, man. I don't know. Let's see. All right, man. Let's see what we're going to do here.
Hey, let me tell you what. I don't care what any of these white boys want to do. But as far as I'm concerned, if they have any of these racist motherfuckers, and you know that, what was he talking about yesterday? I heard somebody running his mouth about some stuff. Man, you got to be kidding me with some of that shit.
What?
Well, he was saying that he had security concerns and that fishing thing and a whole bunch of shit. And Bobby Dooley with a goddamn cat. And you know what I'm talking about.
Do-do-do. Let's see. I wonder if Margaret claims she was fondled.
Well, you know, I can only tell you, Phil, that I've been fondled. I know that there's been an awful lot in the news, you know, about being fondled and everything. But I have been fondled, and I don't want anyone to think that I'm trying to make light of it. But you know, I told you later that, and I'm worried that I got fondled by my dentist when I go out, and then another time. Is it possible that I could be fondled? You know. On a bus.
I think a lot of this stuff, I think it's bad because it takes the focus off the fact that I could have been fondled, you know. And you're not going to be fondled at all, Mr. Bozell. I can tell you that right now.
I think I was fondled. Okay, audio. What audio beds? Got a fight. Once they hit the deck, though, they're supposed to break it up, but I guess not. Gautier. His name is Gautier. Well, this bearded guy is trip and a half. Oh, score it. Oh, fuck. Don't go in there, man, after there's been a goal scored and start fucking with the goalie. That's what it looked like to me anyway. I don't know. Sound effects. What am I doing here? So, yeah, playing. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Well, I think it's a lot of fun, Mr. Henry. It's a terrible time, I think. Phil, this is a terrible time for... Well, Phil, I think it's a terrible time for our country. I can't believe people talking about exposing themselves and their hand brushing across a woman's backside or grabbing a man's front or a woman's front or touching a woman's breath, touching the breath of a woman. I think it's wrong.
We're going to do a movie. It's called, this is a film called I Got, Fondled on the Way to the White House. This is a movie called Fondled and it's a movie called Fondled for Uncle Sam Fondled. Well, this is an opportunity I think we have to do an adult film because so much of what's going on. Uncle Sam, it's a movie called, Fondled Election. Election. It's called Election Erection. And what it means, it's called Election Erection. And it's mostly a film about a guy who's running for president of the United States, and he gets fondled on his way to the White House by a cocktail waitress, and they wind up having sex, and then he decides he's going to marry her. And when he gets to the White House, he's fondled by a TV anchor. And
now, this TV anchor, is this a woman?
Yeah, shit, no, it's not a gay side.
It's called Election Erection.
That's correct, yeah.
Now, you know,
My name is Chris.
Oh, that's right, Chris. I thought you were Jeff Dowder. Election erection. Da-da-da-da-da. Boy, I had a fucking... Couldn't find goddamn thunder today, which was fucking bullshit.
This is outrageous. Some of the things are... I'm not taking a political side. I just think the American people deserve better than this. But no, we don't deserve better than this. This is exactly what we deserve. A campaign that is rooted in the dirt and rooted in pornography.
Why would you say that, Reverend Castorini?
Because, Margaret, I think we've got just a generation of people who we've reveled in the dirt and the filth. We've reveled in pornography. So this is the kind of thing that we deserve. I'm going to hold my nose and vote for Hillary Clinton. I got to hold my nose and vote for Hillary Clinton. I'm not a fan of Hillary Clinton. I'm going to hold my nose and vote for her.
So you think she's a better candidate than Trump?
No, I didn't say that. I think Trump is the better candidate. But I've got to hold my nose and vote for Hillary Clinton.
Why don't you vote for Donald Trump?
I can't vote for Donald Trump because of the stories about being fondled. See?
I was told to get out and stay out. Those are the words, get out and stay out. Those are the words that I was told.
I know. Why did they tell you that?
Because of they were offended by my idea, which is election erection. Election erection is stage left.
Brexit breasts.
She's got Brexit breasts. Okay.
She got what?
She's got Brexit breasts.
She's got Brexit breasts.
Yeah. And see, one of the things about Brexit is that it is, a lot of people are against it, but we thought what we would do is have, and I wrote this, and I try to get, the other one that I have is...
And then ecstasy, and ecstasy. Election, erection, ecstasy. ecstasy, D.C. Washington, ecstasy, D.C. Election, erection. Okay. Election, erection, and like that. I mean, it's just, all right. What do you think, man? I think... Hi, it's Phil Hendry. All of the voices, the characters, the people, the places, and the things, all of them voiced by, well, maybe not the places and the things, but the people voiced by me.
Yeah. All right. Oh, this is Albert King. This is not the Cream, right?
Oh.
Albert King with Born Under a Bad Sign.
Yeah, it's a Mr. Hendry show.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry show. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yes, this is General Galen Shaw.
And I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard. Here is Mr. Phil Hendry.
All right, thank you.
A lot of people are asking why you're using the this kind of music as opposed to the others.
What is that supposed to mean?
What does that mean?
Oh. Goddamn thing's doing it again to me, man, huh?